This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
That's why I'm here in Wright Field, just watching the daily.
Talk an interesting angle on baseball here in just a second. I want to apologize to people. The majority of the show today has been redacted. Dave came in this morning with a Sharpie and just wrote all over my face and around my mouth. So, you know, if you don't understand part of the show, it's because part of it's missing.
Hope I didn't hurt you.
No, listen, I think it was appropriate. It had to be done. And more coming up with Pat Brady and Eric Edelstein as well. Brian Seely's here, Senior Vice President and Deputy General Counsel, Investigations, Compliance, and Security. Not only is he a big deal at MLB, he's got the largest business card ever.
If you can figure out a way to shorten my title, I would welcome that. I would welcome that.
You got to go acronym.
Yeah. How many times at a party have you explained what you do and people went, oh, because they just don't know what to say next?
Yeah, I usually just tell people I'm a lawyer and there's no follow-up questions.
Well, listen, we've got a big discussion going on in Illinois and it's going on around the country about sports betting and legalizing much of the same. There's votes coming up in Springfield. There's arguments going on in Springfield. We're not unique to this happening around the country. Where is MLB on this?
Where MLB is, we'd like to see Illinois pass a law that does two main things. One is protect sports and sports fans, and number two is create the most robust sports betting market possible. And so create a market that moves money from the black market into the regulated market in Illinois, which grows the pie for the casinos and also grows the pie for the state in terms of tax revenue.
So there's an acceptance that this is an inevitability, so let's do it right.
Yes. Major League Baseball was opposed to gambling for decades. We've had a long history with gambling. The commissioner's office exists because of the Black Sox scandal. That's why I have my job. But we realize that the train has left the station. Sports betting is coming to this country. It already exists in some form in eight states. And let's engage. Let's talk about what our interests are in terms of sports betting, and that's protecting our fans and our sport.
Brian, what is the key ingredient in making sure that fans are protected? I mean, there's so many arms to this thing. So
guys named Knuckles can't handle it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's a number of things that are important to protecting sports fans. Some of them relate to investigations and cooperation and requiring casinos to really work with sports leagues on protecting the integrity of the game. So what does that look like? It looks like cooperating with our investigations. It looks like notifying us if the casinos have evidence that there's abnormal betting or some sort of indication that we have an integrity problem.
Does it also mean that, say, Major League Baseball is more, and granted, we get a lot of information now about players, about injuries, but that information is even more readily available to the public?
So one thing we need to look at is whether there needs to be increased transparency with regard to some of the processes we're doing. And we actually have been working on that for over a year, and in spring training we made a change to how our lineups are announced and distributed. So and one thing we're going to continue to look at is injury reports. The NFL has more robust injury reporting than we do.
Unless you're Bill Belichick and then it's just we're getting ready for the game.
Yeah, and so we may need to look at whether we need to be more transparent, but there are differences between football and baseball that may necessitate a little less transparency. But the idea is any information that is private, that is not public, but that could really be used to someone's advantage in the betting markets, a piece of confidential information like that is valuable. And so reducing the incentive for people to go out and use that in the betting markets is a priority for
us. You mean private, like HIPAA protected, that type of thing, individual?
Right. Well, certain information we can't disclose because it might be HIPAA protected.
Okay.
Or, you know, a lot of the medical information were regarding our players is governed by our collective bargaining agreement.
Sure.
But my point on the confidential information is, for instance, you're a clubhouse attendant. You see that the starting pitcher for today's game is not looking well. He looks like either he was out way too light, mm-hmm. or he had food poisoning. Mm-hmm. That's a piece of information that the public doesn't have. You have. That could be of great value in the betting markets if you wanted to go out and bet against that pitcher.
Sure.
Or call your friend and tell him to bet against that pitcher. So we can spot that kind of use of confidential information if we're able to get information from the casinos, granular betting information that we can aggregate and run analytics on. So we can spot that, wow, there's a lot of abnormal betting against this pitcher right now.
Well, it's going to take a lot of cooperation.
Yes, exactly.
And is everybody in?
not, the casinos are not in some other
states.
Well,
this isn't your department, so I don't mean to put it on your plate, but everybody needs to be in for this system to work as you describe it.
Yes, this is my department.
It is.
I came to MLB. Yes, one of the many things on my title.
Well, based on your title, I don't know what your department is.
You probably stopped reading halfway through. Yeah. But yeah, my main job when I came to baseball was to head our investigations department.
Okay.
So investigate cheating by teams, cheating by players, use of steroids, domestic violence allegations, sexual assault allegations against players, but also integrity issues related to sports betting.
It's a big deal.
And so as an investigator, anyone who's done this for a living, your investigations are only as good as the amount of information you can take in. And unless the casinos are required to work with us and cooperate with us, we're not going to get that information. We can't spot things.
Somebody's going to think they can game the system. I'm sure people right now are thinking they can game the system, including players are going to think they can game the system. How much of this is going to fall on individual teams to police their own?
Some of it will fall on teams, but investigations, at least at MLB, are really handled centrally.
Okay.
And it's the commissioner's office who's going to be monitoring betting activity, who's going to be monitoring betting lines, who's going to be doing the investigations. But that costs money. And so that leads to, you know, another issue here, which is, should casinos be able to keep all profits from sports betting,
mm-hmm.
or should they have to share some of that revenue with the sports leagues on whose back they are building their product?
Yeah, and honestly, I think all revenue from the Red Sox and Yankees should be split equally, and they shouldn't get any. Sandberg?
So last week I had the pleasure of sitting with Yonder and Amber Alonso at a White Sox charity event, and he was expressing some concern about the safety for players and umpires and coaches. He's had things, you know, thrown at his house and things when people were unhappy with how he played and there's not betting involved. So you're talking about protecting the fans and, you know, the people betting. Is there something being set up to protect the players and the teams, you know, the people involved and the umpires?
Absolutely. This is part of an ongoing conversation with players and umpires because they're worried about an increased level of vitriol related to sports betting. It's one thing if your favorite team loses, but if your favorite team loses and you've also lost money personally, it just make you angrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about things we need to do both security-wise at the stadium and at our facilities, but also ways we can help players and umpires outside of our facilities.
Players, managers, coaches, will they be under even greater scrutiny as far as their own participation in any sort of gambling?
Our rules have not changed. Players are not allowed to bet on baseball at all. They can be banned for life, and we've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know as there'll be more scrutiny on players themselves, but assuming we can get the data we need from the bookmakers, from the casinos, we will be analyzing that data. And if we see a problem, we may go talk to a player or we may initiate an investigation. And state regulators may do the same thing, and we want to work with state regulators mm-hmm. on this. But I don't think players... Our major league players are well compensated, and so I think the risk of them manipulating a game is very low. But we have a lot of minor league players, and there are states like Nevada that offer sports betting on minor league games, and there is going to be really robust in-play betting in this country. The betting that we have seen on baseball in Nevada is going to look nothing like the betting in Illinois in 5 years, assuming Illinois goes forward. The majority of betting will not be on, you know, will the Cubs beat the Cardinals? It'll be on individual outcomes within the game. And those individual outcomes present a greater integrity risk in terms of manipulation.
Do you see this as a centralized part of the MLB app at some point?
I don't know. We need to be careful about over-gamblification of our sport.
Mm-hmm.
We are Americans.
That's why the partnerships with the gambling houses are important then, right?
Well, look, it's important as an engagement stream for us, as a revenue stream. Sports betting can be good for us if it means we are engaging more fans. If people who currently are fans but are bettors are coming to our game as bettors, or if people who are watching our games and a game gets... it's no longer competitive in the eighth inning, but they're still in the stands because there's something to bet on, something to do. That can be good for us from an engagement
standpoint. Well, and it's also good for revenue, depending on how it's all split and spent. We're going to run out of time here quickly, but the last thing that came to mind for me, and I'm sure you've had meetings about this as well, baseball is a nuanced sport. There's pitching changes that are made late in the game. There's substitutions that are made late in the game. If I've got the White Sox and in a two-run win situation, or betting the over-under, whatever the case may be, and suddenly there's a change which doesn't necessarily make sense, does that light anybody up at MLB?
It could. It's really going to depend on what the betting activity looks like. And so I'm not looking at a strange managerial decision in game and thinking, oh, that's betting related. It's going to alert me if there's activity in the betting markets. Okay. And then I'm going to look at that decision and say, why did the manager do that?
Appreciate you coming over.
Great. Thank
Get
you very much.
Get a shorter title.
Yeah. Any suggestions? I'm happy to hear them.
Cool lawyer.